Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're talking about the Texas Poison Lady. As a writer, sometimes it can feel like a major threat to look up things like, you know, poison online. After all, how many times have true crime podcasts uncovered somebody getting caught because the police found their search for poison or how to dispatch somebody with arsenic, you know, the usual. A woman in Gatesville, Texas, though, helps keep mystery writers on track with her work on poisons. With a master's degree in toxicology from Texas A&M, Lucy Zaray has found her calling in helping writers know the best way for their killers to accurately kill with poison. Fictional characters only, obviously, folks. Her garden in Gatesville, Texas, is filled with mostly poisonous plants, some of which are actually deadly. Zaray has been advising authors for decades, and most know her only as the Poison Lady. While her pastime is fairly innocent, this retired pharmacist decided to combine her love of toxicology and mysteries to help writers. Though not a mystery writer herself, she grew to love mystery novels partly because she received a Sherlock Holmes book from her grandma as a preteen, but also because the Texas native found herself trying desperately to adjust to the freezing weather of Michigan after she lived there briefly. When she attended the mystery convention Malus Domestic, which is now a lot bigger than it used to be, she ended up reaching out to the organizers and asking would they be interested in her presenting to attendees on poisons. Now, at first, a lot of event organizers weren't really keen on this topic. I mean, first of all, it's an extremely dark subject, you know, talking about what poison does to shut down bodies. After spending time with a few mystery writers, one started to ask her for some help. She needed to pick a poison to use in a mystery, but had no idea what to use. Over time, other authors began to ask her for their support. And if you've ever hung out with a writer, know that we are incredibly resourceful folks. We try to find the answers ourselves, we risk it online, we'll buy multiple books trying to find the answers. But sometimes you just have to go to the experts. One of the coolest things about the Poison Lady is she doesn't accept payment for her services. She's not doing this for money. She enjoys putting the knowledge into the hands of writers. To make sure that she keeps accurate details, she has grown a poison garden of her own. Mostly so she can be like, okay, this is what the life cycle of this is what this looks like when it's dying, or this is when you harvest it. She also reads a lot of safety journals, so don't think she just does this willy-nilly. While Lucy Zaray doesn't really have an internet presence, she's still reached mostly by email. And, you know, even with that, she's helped over 100 book authors, and she's an amazing Texan. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you soon.